I'm going to be reading something written by Charles Spurgeon. He was a great preacher in London, England, probably similar to a Billy Graham. This is from Ezekiel 20, verse 43. And there shall ye remember your ways and all your doings wherein ye have been defiled, and ye shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed. When we are accepted of the Lord and are standing in the place of favor and peace and safety, then we are led to repent of all our failures and miscarriages towards our gracious God. So precious is repentance that we may call it a diamond of the first water, and this is sweetly promised to the people of God as one most sanctifying result of salvation. He who accepts repentance also gives repentance, and he gives it not out of the bitter box, but from among those wafers made with honey on which he feeds his people. A sense of blood-bought pardon and of undeserved mercy is the best means of dissolving a heart of stone. Are you feeling hard? Let us think of covenant love, and then we shall leave sin, lament sin, and loathe sin. Yea, we shall loathe ourselves for sinning against such infinite love. Let us come to God with this promise of penitence and ask him to help us to remember and repent and regret and return. Oh, that we could enjoy the meltings of holy sorrow. What a relief would a flood of tears be. Lord, smite the rock, or speak to the rock and cause the waters to flow. Obviously, he's talking about crying even about some of our sins. James 5:16 says, confess your sins to each other. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. One of my sins, one of the greatest ones I probably have, is pride. I think I'm a pretty good guy. Most Americans would probably say the same thing, but that doesn't get you to heaven, does it? Jeremiah 17, verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? And then the King James Version, I think, makes it a little more graphic and we can picture it a little better. The heart is desperately wicked, the King James Version says. So we come this morning to confess our sins. That helps us to see our need for a Savior, because we can't save ourselves. We need someone who can pay for those sins, and that's our dear Lord Jesus Christ.